There's only one game. I understand that. But when you've only played one game, the sample size isn't great. I have to go by what I saw last night. What I saw last night, certainly promising for your Bemidji State Beavers this year. Now, if you open up the Grand Forks newspaper today, you see stories of how they left chances on the ice, how they were unable to finish. Something along the lines of, between the exhibition game and last night's game against Bemidji State, they're only scoring on 5% of their shots. You know, the other team has something to say about that, too.
This is the start of something good. This is the start of something good.
My Beaver green-colored glasses last night showed Bemidji State playing pretty good defense. Excellent on the penalty kill, and fabulous goaltending from a guy who played 20 minutes all of last season.
I'm not the only one who knows that something good is going down.
Sample size small, but I liked what I saw last night. With 1 minute left in the game last night, one North Dakota message board poster said, "Season's over." Another says no goal scorers in this bunch. Another one simply said, "Yuck." I realize it's just one game for your Bemidji State Beavers, but Adam Brady certainly picked up where he left off last year.
Charlie Combs coming down the slot. Beaudry holds, blue line left. Over for Harris, left circle. Top of the right circle, the shot, they score! Adam Brady on the Otter Tail power play, the Beavers have their first lead of the season.
Great puck rotation, and you could see the North Dakota penalty killers were chasing the puck all over the place.
And while only playing in one exhibition game and one real game, it certainly looks like Owen Sillinger has the gold scorer's touch.
Long headman pass finds Aaron Miller. Miller waits for help, now into the offensive zone. Centering pass, should score!
Perfect.
Owen Sillinger is there, and Bemidji State leads 2-1.
Pass from the corner. Almost blind, turned and whipped it right onto the stick. It's redirected by Sillinger, and the Beavers go back up by one.
And oh, that goalie that only played 20 minutes last year, he was pretty darn good last night.
He was really sharp. He saved their bacon a few times in the first, and of course the second period, it could have been curtains, and Hank came through.
Only one game. Who knows what's going to happen 60 minutes from now? North Dakota's fans could be talked off the ledge, or they could jump right off if Bemidji State gets a sweep tonight. Will it happen? Who knows? Will it mean anything a month from now or at the end of the season? Who knows? But with this small sample size, Bemidji State certainly passes the eye test to me. Beavers and the Fighting Hawks. Game 2 from the palace that Ralph built. Next on the Beaver Radio Network.